Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the main floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Like Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm gonna dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
It's a Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenbloom. Let's see who else is here. Time for the Suckage Roll Call. Grobber.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
That really sucks, Trash Panda. Boy, you go away for a while, you go to Denver.
No, here's the problem.
Got Rocky Mountain High, and then you come back, and I ask for Grobber, and you give me Cooper.
No, here's the problem. The way these things are set up on the hockey page that I made, like, last year, they're not in order. So that's on the other guys, not me. That's what I'm going to say.
Wow, I confess, he did it. Wow, just look at your red asses. This is redder early than I've ever heard it before.
Excellent. All right, here's Grobber. Here's Grobber.
It sucks, and it freebases.
And we already heard Don Cooper. Do we need to hear it again? What makes it work for you?
Here's Don Cooper. Here's Don
totally
Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
How about Jake Arrieta? Is he here?
This sucks. Really, it does.
Yes, it does. Albert Almora.
Damn, Willie, man. Like, do we suck?
Yeah, sure. Pat Fitzgerald.
Sometimes you got to embrace the suck.
Yeah, boy, don't you know that. Eloy!
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the Suck team.
Toby!
Oh, my God, this sucks!
Yes, it certainly does. Random Bears fan. Boy, that's going to carry on through administrations and generations. Terry Moores!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
How long is that list? Liam Hendricks.
I wouldn't say seeking perfection. It's just mainly trying not to suck.
Good idea. Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck. I'll tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Wendt.
We had fun.
but there you go. I suck.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
Yeah, that's the Bears doing it to you. Steve Dahl!
Discar sucks! Discar sucks!
Candace Parker.
I mean, it sucks.
Trash Panda.
Yeah, this show sucks.
Yes, it does. Boy, did you fit right in. Are you coming back from... So you were in Denver. You'd been gone all Cub season, and then you were in Denver, so it was Rocky Mountain High and all that. You come back, and you immediately put the suck in Saturday Suck.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, yep. Well, like I say, we suck so you don't have to. We're doing that for you. It's a public service. We live for that. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Our phone number at the Score, 312-644-6767. That'll get you to our listener line powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit the BetQL.com site. That number, 312-644-6767, also gets you to the Score's Tech Zone. The Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Bears Mondays on this Saturday, I'm updating you, but it was a Friday. Whenever they are presented by Horizon Therapeutics. And boy, was that a thing. And this Score broadcast announcement, mark it down. Join Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody, two Saturday suckageers. They will join together for a Miller Lite Top Draft show on Tuesday at Broken Barrel. That's located at 2485 Southport Avenue from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. While you're enjoying the broadcast, enter for your chance to win future Bears tickets and other great prizes. Brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Boy, is it Miller time when you're watching the Bears. Even if you don't watch them, it's Miller time. We knew they'd suck. They were supposed to suck. In a lot of ways, they were built to suck. And then when they suck, it's awful. It's frustrating. It makes you angry. It's unprofessional in some ways. They look uncoached. The coaches look uneducated. And I know that's what we go through in sort of rebuilding. And in a year that's built around, can the quarterback play quarterback in the NFL? And the answer right now is no, he cannot. He's not shown it. The answer right now is that when Justin Fields says he's tired of being almost there, he's not there. He's not close. Not at all. And being almost there would be a step up for him. First of all, I keep coming back to this hat trick of def for a career. He went to Ohio State. He was chosen by Ryan Pace. He plays for the Bears. Nobody overcomes all three career-killing. Nobody checks all three career-killing boxes. And so he's going to get the Cutler excuses. So much of it is his fault. Same as Cutler. You know, we talked about the offensive line, the receivers, get him this, tight end, do this, call plays, get him, roll him out, do all this. And there's some semblance of logic to that. And you know what? I'll give Justin Fields this. Pettis was interfered with in the end zone. Should have been first and goal. Brutal non-call. Just brutal.
Should have been caught too.
Shit. Exactly. He's allowed to catch the ball, Trash Panda. And that would have changed the narrative. Justin Fields would have been a hero. We would have been talking about how good he was at quarterbacking one pathetic team against another pathetic team. And both teams are fighting for the top, we'll be fighting for a top five pick. And we would have found positives and greatness for a week and a half and sung his hosannas. Look what he overcame, all the bad wideouts. No tight ends and a rolling tollway of an offensive line. And here comes, all right, but now here comes Bill Belichick, who has schooled more than enough college quarterbacks exposed as ill-equipped for the NFL, which is what you have here. Because if you look at what happened, they get down inside the five three times. This would be a chance for Justin Fields and his apologists, or just the observers, to say, okay, what do we see here? What can we get? Where's the hope? Well,
first one hit a lineman in the face. He tried to throw it so hard into a window, which he can't do. He never throws into a window very well. He can't throw a receiver open in the NFL. He threw it into a lineman's face, and it went for an interception. So then he tried the opposite tack, and he tried to put some touch on the ball. He couldn't put touch on the ball. Ryan Griffin's wide open, and the pass sailed out, sailed over his head, sailed everywhere but into his hands when an NFL quarterback would have made that throw. And then, I don't know, is he allowed to audible? Just run the hell to the pylon. When you get there the third time, run the hell to the pylon. He's calling, he's running every play like they call it. He might see something different. We don't know what he sees. But the red zone was a mess. And then adding to the Cutler-like excuses, Fields is pressured 18 times Thursday night. This is according to ESPN stats. Tied for the most in his career. He's been pressured now on 46% of his dropbacks this season, the highest rate of a quarterback in the first six games of a season since ESPN began tracking pressures in 2009. So this is the worst pressure a quarterback's seen. He does it to himself. That's the problem. He holds on to the ball too long. He can't anticipate an open receiver. He can't throw a receiver open. He's got to have that guy open already, and by then it's too late. And he's shown you, well, I'm going to fire into his window. Well, he fires into a lineman's face. Okay, here's a chance for touch. Here's the touch. Ooh, it touched the ground way over the tight end's head. I'm not going to allow the excuse. You can make excuses for him, and I would believe some of them. I heard it all with Jay Cutler, and it turned out that the excuses for the quarterback should have started with the quarterback. That's where you have to start with Justin Fields. He's ill-equipped to play in the NFL now. It's fine. Still got the rest of the season. Team around him is not good, and they've proven it. So when he talked about it, he sounded really down. Even football coach Matt Eberflus saw it, noticed it, heard it. So he had a eyes clear, hearts full, can't lose sit down with Justin Fields. And then he met with the media on Friday to explain that we all have frustrations. It's a reset. Go take your time off. Look how you can improve. And do all that. And Eberflus also mentioned something that will be vital to any hope the Bears have, any hope Justin Fields has, of looking like an actual NFL quarterback that might win a game, that could win a game, that a team could win because of, not win in spite of. So here's what Eberflus said about what the coaching staff are going to do this weekend before the players come back during this mini break that they have.
That's all encompassing. It's everybody. It's not just one person. You know, there's everybody needs to be evaluated at this point. And how we're going to get better is by evaluation, right? And again, I go back to what I always say, and it's the player and the coach and the player are a partnership. You know, they have to do it together, right? So if it's Braxton Jones or Justin Fields or Kyler Gordon or Brisker, whoever that is with his position coach, they're in partnership to improve. And our job as coaches is to improve the players, number one. And we're never pointing fingers, right? Because it's a partnership. We'd be pointing the finger at ourselves. So we got to make sure that we are doing things to improve each guy.
That's a true thing, very football-y thing that he said there. And the players and coaches have to have some kind of synergy. Like, this is what I need you to do. The coach says, the player goes out and does it. However, at some point, the player is going to say, "Are you doing right by me? Are they putting Justin Fields in the best position to succeed?" Right offense, right scheme, right calls. Right. Trent Dilfer, who is just a revelation. Trent Dilfer was on Parkins and Spiegel on Friday. He's a regular weekly visitor. We will replay that interview in its entirety later in the show, because Trent Dilfer is just terrific insight. And Danny and Matt Parkins and Spiegel bring out so much in him and then let him go. But here's what Dilfer had to say during his weekly visit about Fields in a drop-back scheme.
I don't think you can even have a scheme. Like, I don't think you can have a drop back scheme. Kurt's a drop back guy. Like, he's one of the greatest of all time, and he learned from one of the greatest of all time in Mike Martz. Like, it's hard to have a drop back scheme when you can't protect. Like, I can drop a million passes that'll get people open, but if you can't protect them, like, it's not even worth having in your playbook. So they, like we talked about last week, they've kind of just reduced themselves to run action, movement, and what I would call spits, where you just spit the ball kind of out to the perimeter and they're glorified runs. If Kurt's critical of that, I'm sure he's looking for more like drop back scheme. Okay. Receivers. I like Mooney. I really do like Mooney. I think he's got a chance to be a good player. The rest are just Jags, just a guy. Mooney's got a chance to be a really good player. I hate that he didn't finish the catch on the last play of the game.
You can hate it all you want, Trent, but he showed you who he is. That's not a number one receiver. And to think he was a guy that Justin Fields worked out with all offseason. But the Kurt he was talking about was Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner had some criticisms of him. Trent Dilfer picked up on that and talking about you can't have a drop back scheme. And every time you put a guy like Justin Fields seemingly doing something he's not capable of doing, I have this nightmare. We saw this with Mitch Trubisky being forced into a place he can't play quarterback. I don't know why offensive coordinators do that. Is this the way you think a guy has to get better? Is this the only way he can play? Are you trying to win games this year? Or is it, like we said, just about Justin Fields getting better? But how's he going to get better if he's just going to get beat up? You know he doesn't release the ball quickly. You know he doesn't take the 5 yard. Just take the 5 yards, the spit play that Dilfer was talking about. Guess he talked about it the week before. Just take the open check down. Not everything's going to be there. And the reason Justin Fields get hit so hard, again, the offensive line is not the best. Justin Fields is his own worst enemy. Whatever the coaches look at, and when they evaluate the players, here's three things you can do better. Here's three things that you're doing well. What Justin Fields has to do is get rid of the ball. But he can't get rid of the ball if he doesn't know what a receiver looks like in the NFL, an open receiver looks like. Justin Fields holds on to the ball. Every defensive lineman knows they have a chance to get a sack. They're going to make buck. They're going to make money. They're going to get there. Justin Fields lets them get there. Justin Fields makes himself a target because he holds on to the ball, because he can't throw a receiver open. He's every bad habit an NFL quarterback could have. He's not fumbling as much as he did last year, because last year he was just a turnover ATM. But the interceptions are, everyone causes a shiver. You go, oh my, here we go again. Here he is again. Justin Fields needs to get rid of the ball, take the check down, know what it looks like to get rid of the ball. And I said it last week, I'll say it again. Show him Bill Walsh and Joe Montana and Roger Craig and just take the 5 yards. But you got to get rid of the ball. If you get rid of the ball quickly, if you throw it in 2 seconds, there's my guy, bang. And he's already looking down his first receiver. Washington, out of the Washington locker room, if you read Brad Biggs's 10 thoughts on the Bears game, guys on Washington said, yeah, we knew what he was going to do. He looked, if he didn't find his first read, he was going to pull the ball down and run. And when he didn't run, he was waiting for his first read to come open, and way open. He couldn't throw his first read open. He didn't know what he looked like, what that looked like in the NFL, what that open read looks like. And so he got sacked, and he got hit, and he got pounded. If you throw the ball in 2 seconds, defensive linemen have no chance. They are reduced. They submit. They are reduced to just throwing up there. They take a step, they put their hands up, and hope to knock it down. Because they know they're not going to sack the quarterback because the quarterback's going to get rid of it. And when you have them submit and they all take that step and they throw their hands up, then suddenly you can stand back there and hold the ball and you can think touchdown instead of check down. Because you're going to have more time because the defensive line has submitted and they've devolved into, we can only put our hands up. He's getting rid of the ball too fast. We got no chance at him. Everybody talks about Justin Fields taking a beating. Justin Fields is bringing it on himself. I don't know what else they got to work on this week. They got a lot. And when they come back next week, but if he can't get rid of the ball, he's not going to survive in the NFL. And his offensive lineman got to be screaming mad at him. Dude, throw it. Dude, throw it. I know we're not great. Help us out. Have our back. Throw the ball. All right. I'm frustrated. This is not the weekly referendum on whether he can play or not. It's a affirmation that he cannot play right now. It's not that he won't be able to play later. He cannot play right now. There are ways to make him better. He can make himself better. And it's not deep breathing. By the way, Trash Panda, did you see the meme? Did you see the meme already? You saw this deep breathing on the sideline?
Oh, yeah.
You saw the deep breathing, right?
Oh, of course.
So my friend, I saw the deep breathing. My friend Joey Ice, the frozen guy from my Trader Joe's show, says, hey, look at this. And the meme is the deep breath, hold it. It's from the sideline. And then at the bottom, there's this Muppet-like character scooting across, looking up weirdly at him, strangely, curiously, what are you doing? And that was that. So it has become a meme. That's where you are. There's your Bears quarterback. There's your quarterback for your illustrious Chicago, your founding franchise. What's
the, so wait. Hold on. I'm not here for the making fun of him for breathing because it's a legitimate technique and he's trying to get better. Like, I'm not here for that, you know?
That bugs me. You don't have to be.
You know?
You don't have to be. You don't have to watch the meme. I'm letting you know it's out there.
I know it's a meme, and the meme is one thing. I'm just saying, like, anyone that's making fun of him for doing that, not here for it.
Okay, then don't. You are here for Studzinski and Meatballs, right? Because you crapped out on us last week.
I didn't crap out on you. I made sure to put stuff about the Vikings in the one before that because I knew I was going to be on vacation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. And you love, Chicago.
Who was producing last week? I told them they could have called me. I was available.
Yeah. All right. So we have a live version of Studzinski and Meatballs. As frustrated as I am, I cannot wait to hear what you sound like. We do that next? Can we do that next? Trash Band Up?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Do we need Alice to say go? I mean, I just want to make sure that we check all the boxes and we get all the waivers signed. Alice is waiting for this. Sweet Alice.
I think so, probably.
Okay. Well, that's good. Let's have her son air it out. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Trash Panda. Next is Studzinski and Meatballs on Saturday Suckage because, of course, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress, Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Saturday Suckage presents Studzinski and Meatballs. Sit back and listen as the Score's number one Bears fan, Adam Studzinski, unleashes his inner meatball.
Well done. Look at that. Russ Matera, Adam Studzinski, Trash Panda. Look at you getting it open, getting it played, getting it made. Sounding important. Can't Russ make everyone sound important? Doesn't he do an excellent job of that?
He's the best at it. He is. And you know, he even went the extra mile for me in that, putting the little echo in there. He didn't have to do that. It was beautiful.
No, he did. He did. You got the echo. All right. So we do have Studzinski and Meatballs. It is time for that after the loss to the Washington Commanders, a team that came in 1-4. And was fighting for the same kind of top five draft pick the Bears were. So here is Adam Studzinski with this week's edition of Studzinski and Meatballs.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? How we doing? So I got to make sure to keep it clean this week because I don't have the ability to record and then edit, and this is all live, although we do have the delay button, but I think Mitch will be pretty pissed if I go ahead and swear. So I'll keep it clean. Anyway, welcome in. We already had a game this week, guys. It sucked. It was brutal. And I know I feel your pain. I really do. I feel the pain every single week. And I'm not even mad about them losing. I'm not even overly mad about the way that they lost. They suck. We just got to get used to it. Like this show, the Bears suck. We have to get used to them losing in sucky ways. That's how this season's going to be. Even with Justin Fields, it's going to be up and down all year. We're going to get parts that we had against the Vikings, and then we're going to get games like we had against Washington, which is going to, even in that game, it was up and down and all over the place and extremely uneven. So we got to get used to that, and that's going to be difficult. I understand that. The thing that I am most angry about is while the Bears continue to suck, please God stop putting them in primetime, because I'm so sick of watching them lose in that way in an island game and having the rest of the nation join in our embarrassment that we have to watch every single week. So until they're good, can we please stop with this? I know that every single team has to play these night games. Everyone's got to play in a Thursday game. I say get rid of that, and especially with the exception of Washington and the Bears, because both these teams suck and no one wants to watch them. We have to watch them because it's our job and it's our lot in life and we're Bears fans and that's what we do. But we shouldn't subject the rest of the nation to our pain. So I think that's all I got this week. I'm rooting for you guys. We're all in this together. And as always, bear down. Rosie, what's up?
The Bears suck, so the rest of the nation doesn't have to.
Exactly.
You see how this translates? This is the transitive property. I want to ask you, Trash Panda, do you know what the Bears' next game is and where and who and what day?
Yeah, it's on a Monday night next week against the Patriots.
How are you feeling about that? Another pantsing?
Indifferent. I know.
Indifferent.
You know, so look, you here's the thing.
Like, no Belichick against an ill-equipped NFL quarterback.
As I just said, I am used to them losing. I'm not worried about that. If they can lose by 30 points, and it's still not going to be as bad as them getting pantsed by Aaron Rodgers. What did he put up, 40 points and a half in 2014?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not going to be that bad. So whatever. All we should care about is, like, what we really should be looking at is what the coaching staff is able to do in the next 11 days, how they're able to adjust. Because this is essentially a bye. It's only three days short of a full bye, right? 11 days.
Yep.
So this is essentially another bye. So we should really be closely looking at how the coaching staff adjusts to what they have on the roster. Are they going to adjust the offensive line? What Luke Getsy is able to do with Justin Fields? And obviously, Bill Belichick is going to have his game plan is just going to be blitz. That's what it should be. Just blitz, do exactly what the Giants did and just blitz the hell out of Justin Fields. So now how are they going to adjust to that, right? The self-scouting is going to be, that's something that Matt Nagy was terrible at. So if we can at least see progress from the coaching staff and self-scouting, even Luke Getsy, where, you know, something that we talked about all day yesterday, or at least part of the day yesterday, was how they had a lot of rollouts, it seemed like, in the first half, a lot of pocket movement, I'll say, not direct rollouts, in the first half. And they kind of went away from that in the second half. And that was frustrating because, like Trent Dilfer was saying, Justin Fields is not ready to be a straight drop-back quarterback. Eventually, he might be able to get there. You get better offensive line. He gets better at processing the defense. As you were talking about, gets better at recognizing NFL open. He's not ready to do all that stuff yet. And so you have to adjust more to him rather than just flashes here and there. Make more of your offense that.
You know what's frustrating about what you brought up? The rollouts, the boots, the get them on the run, give them options, that kind of stuff. We were, and then it disappeared. We were thrilled the way Getsy was talking, where he was coming from, the way the offense seemed when he got hired, and hearing what Justin Fields said about they're listening to me, they want to play to what I do right, what I do best. And then they go away from it. What he does best, what he could do best, is something, like you said, you need to keep hammering away at. Keep doing that. Because eventually you're going to buy time. If he's successful running on the run, if he's successful moving the pocket, then he makes defenses change. Then you could drop him back, and he'll have more time to see whatever he can see, process whatever he can process, and hopefully improve on all of that.
And that's the thing that I've... A working theory of mine here, Rosie, is it's almost as if the coaching staff is giving him the little bits of, we know you can do this well, while also throwing him the fire of, this is where you need to be. And I think I guess we'll see how it works out. I would rather see them be doing that in practice, in the offseason, in the preseason, and during the actual games, say, all right, let's not do as much of that, especially as much as they did in the second half. So, for instance, on inside the 5-yard line, last series of the game on Thursday, it was 4 straight dropbacks, not necessarily dropbacks, 4 plays from the shotgun, no pocket movement, no rollouts, no any kind of play action. And not that I'm suggesting they necessarily should have ran the ball in that situation, because there's 45 seconds left when they got down there. They had no timeouts, but no kind of rollout or anything to get him on the move and give him the option to run the ball in. I thought that was kind of frustrating. Now, I know he threw 2 good balls that should have been caught and they should have won the game, but hindsight's 20/20, get him on the move a little bit inside the 5, you know?
You know what? Hearing Richard Sherman just go off of run the ball, the guy's the best runner on the team, run the ball, give him a chance, and that's true. And another thing about the PI call, and it was PI against Pettis, crappy teams don't get those calls.
Washington got 2 bogus calls earlier in the game then?
Maybe they're not as crappy as the Bears or not as embarrassing as the Bears. I'm just telling you, it's not that crappy teams aren't going to get the benefit of the call. They're not going to – referees – obviously referees don't care.
I don't think it's necessarily that. I think it's that the officiating is just so inconsistent in the NFL. You have
a
game.
That's a true thing.
You have a game. Earlier in the game, you have 2 calls that I think the Jalen Johnson one, you can kind of go both ways. The Kyler Gordon one, I think, was a little more egregious. And then later in the game, you have a much more obvious pass interference that goes without a flag. And that bugged me. And there's still no guarantee they would have punched it in from the 1-yard line. I understand that. But they should have had first and goal from the 1.
there's every guarantee they would have fumbled the ball somehow. That would have been the next thing. And they probably would have been in the shotgun again, which is really stupid. I thought they learned a lesson. I just, why can't you put them behind center? Just do a direct snap. Don't you have any plays for that? There's nothing to process. And he's, I don't know, 6'3", 225, whatever it is,
yeah,
228.
It still bugged me, the fourth and goal call that they handed off to Khalil Herbert. They ran into a heavy box, and not only did they run into a heavy box, they ran into a heavy box from the weak side of the offense. That bugged me.
Give the quarterback's legs are the best part of the Bears' offense. Let him use them. We have a tech zone for those of you out there. Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. 312-644-6767. We'll go back to an 847 texter. Rosie is complaining that the opening sucked. How ironic.
Yeah.
Well, so we kind of bring it up. 815, I haven't been listening to you guys for the last few Saturdays because of work, but today I told my boss I had to go to the doctor. Thanks, Dr. Rosenblum, for my weekly dose of weekly suckage. Sure, that's what we're here for, right? I don't know, A15, I don't know what sucks more, being at work and not listening to Saturday Suckage or not being at work and listening to Saturday Suckage. That's a tough call. 847 texture. Right now the Bears are two or three players away from being two or three players away. Bob in Arlington Heights.
That's actually a good way of putting it. That's how far away they are. And I think we all understand that here.
Right, but you can't. I know part of it is hating stupid. Part of it is hating that it's so obviously, maybe not stupid. Some of it's stupid, but some of it is just so ill-equipped to play in the NFL. When you come back to Justin Fields and you say, there was no touch on one wide open offense. There was he hit a guy in the face mask with another, and you had all those chances. Inside the five. I mean, you know how infuriating and how pathetic this is, even for a Bears offense. There's the site OpstaStats tweeted out the Bears had a 61-yard drive to the five. There was the interception. 69-yard drive to the one, turnover on downs. 61-yard drive to the four, turnover on downs. No other NFL team in the last 30 years has had three drives in one game where they drove 60-plus yards to the five-yard line or closer, but scored 0 points. Doesn't somebody who smacks of being an NFL quarterback at least go 1 for 3? Doesn't he? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Trash Panda has gathered up something from transition yesterday. Share with the class, Trash Panda.
So for those who didn't hear, Big Ant Heron, Anthony Heron, and Chicago royalty Jarrett Payton filled in for Dan Bernstein and Lawrence Holmes yesterday. It was a phenomenal show. They had a great rapport together. During transition, Jarrett Payton got going a little bit about Justin Fields and the offense. And I thought it was really good. So I marked it down and we'll bring it back for the people.
All right, there you go. Here's Chicago football royalty and Big Ann Heron, who is just terrific and wonderful to listen to and insightful and remarkably calm when they're telling you, don't get mad, get angry, go sack somebody on the radio. And he's just very thoughtful guy. So you're going to get Jarrett Payton next here on Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum here, Saturday Suckage. Trash Panda's back. Texter wants to know, Trash Panda, how was In-N-Out Burger? Did you go to In-N-Out Burger when you ventured west?
I did.
Yes.
It was fine. You know, it wasn't anything like.
How did you order it? Animal style, 3x3, what?
I got the animal style fries, of course. And I just got a regular cheeseburger. I wasn't all that hungry, but I wanted to try it. Pretty solid burger. You know, yeah. They got all the regular fixings. They got the animal sauce on there too, which was pretty yeah. good. The animal style fries were the best part. Those were great. The burger was nothing yeah. special. Like, I think you can get a better burger at Five Guys. But
no, you can't.
Oh, well, we disagree. Well, I'll have to try the 3x3 at some point, because I get like the full on big burger at Five Guys. So I was really only
3x3 animal, 3x3 animal style, and it'd be, but you know what? It just means more for me in a shorter line. So I don't really need everybody who wants to tell me this is stupid. You don't. It's overrated. And that's fine.
Please, well, you grew up out there, right?
In and out.
Yeah, right. So yeah, and you grew up on the West Coast, so
it's a home game for me.
Yeah, exactly. I get it.
And I'm fine with people saying it's overrated. Don't go. The lines will be shorter. The wait will be less. I'm all about that. And the key to In-N-Out Burger is go for dinner. Don't go for lunch.
Oh yeah, see,
it's
I was there
crazy.
For lunch.
See, and it probably took you half an hour just
actually.
To
no,
tell
it wasn't
them
that
what
bad.
You wanted.
There wasn't really that bad of a line at all.
Well, Denver was the place where I think people lined up. They parked their cars and waited for an hour before they even opened the place. They were just parked on the street, on the shoulder, waiting for In-N-Out to open when they opened the first one in Denver.
I mean, it was busy, but it wasn't crazy at all. Like, we were able to walk in and walk right up to the register and order with basically no line. And then it took maybe 10 or 15 minutes to get our food. So, The drive-through looked kind of long, but not like when you see here Portillo's around the block long. It wasn't like that. At least the time I went, which was 1:30 or 2.
Okay. All right. That works. On our trip out west, me and Brandon went to one in Kingman, Arizona, and dinner is the key, because you just walk up, get it, and it's simple as can be. That's the way it works. All right. So we told you before the last break that Trash Panda found something that will be enlightening as the football synergy and chemistry between Big Ann Heron and Jarrett Payton worked yesterday on the Bernstein and Holmes show in place of Bernstein and Holmes. So here's Jarrett Payton talking about Justin Fields.
I'm going to tell you something just about as a running back. When I got to Tennessee, the running play that we always ran was outside zone. And we had to take our path and get to a tight end or a ghost tight end. And my coach would always tell me, don't make your decision until you get there. And I wanted to cut everything back, even when I probably shouldn't cut anything back, because I didn't want to trust it. I was like, oh, I'm just going to cut it back and try to get here. And then I run into one of the linebackers. And then next thing you know, you start to trust it a little bit. You get to that spot, and it's there for you to make your decision once you get there. And you're like, holy cow, now I see what they're saying. With Justin, it comes down to this offensive line being so hot and cold all the time that when he doesn't have time to throw, he's going to rely on his legs to get himself out of trouble. But then when there is time, he's also seeing a little bit of color that might flash his way. And he's not either making the read, holding on the ball too long, because he's not trusting into the guys that are in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to have that trust for him to be successful, because we see in flashes.
We do. We do. We see in flashes. And what you see is a quarterback who doesn't know what an open receiver looks like in the NFL. And you don't know what. You see a guy who doesn't know what trust looks like. You believe he's going to be there. He's going to be there. If you have to wait to see a guy open, it's too late. Jarrett Payton makes an excellent point there about the way judging the offensive line. And the offensive line has not been consistent, has not been great. Justin Fields can help his offensive line get rid of the ball. Luke Getsy can help Justin Fields help his offensive line, calling plays that would virtually make him dump the ball off. All right, we're going to take this long handoff. That's what the West Coast offense is all about. Take the 4 yards. Toss it off. Take the 4 yards. Now it's 2nd and 6. Look at that. We got a lot of things to do on 2nd and 6.
And I think
we have
all
a lot
seen,
of options.
And Rosie, I think we've all seen when the offense is able to stay ahead of the sticks, get into second and six, third and short, etc., it looks much better and much cleaner, because asking the offense in its current state to constantly convert third and seven plus is just too much for them at this point, right?
Yeah. And here's an interesting point made that I had not heard. 779 texter. Why did they sign a fullback if they aren't going to use him at the goal line? I wonder, was Luke, did Getsy get asked that? Did Eberflus get asked that? I know Eberflus got asked about his clear eyes, hearts full, can't lose meeting with Justin Fields. But what about actual deployment of personnel? Is there a reason when you're down there?
Clear mind, clear eyes. Let's go to work, man.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's it.
Russell Wilson, the cheesiest person on the planet.
Boy, yeah. Boy, yeah. And if you get a chance to go look up what kind of house he and Ciara have in Denver, it's basically a county. They have an entire county in Denver. I don't know if you passed by it.
I probably did.
Did you?
Do you know what part of the city it's in?
I do not. He's not invited me over.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
And I would expect him to do that, I loved Russell Wilson. I loved him. I just thought he was wonderful. I was such a big fan. I thought he was so underrated. And now it's, oh, man, now that you get paid. Now, I don't think getting paid was it. Like getting paid, I don't think he pulled an Eddie Jackson. I got paid. I'm got to be really careful now. I can't play the way I did before. And he just got paid, and it cost him bodies around him. And I just, he was perfect when he wasn't the guy. When he tried to be the guy, he threw an interception at the goal line on a Super Bowl that they should have won.
And, you know, that's what his problem has become. He's constantly looking. You know, he wants to win an MVP desperately, I think. So he's constantly looking to get the big play to up his stats rather than just playing within the offense, which is what he used to do.
Right. That's it. Just the object of the exercise is to win. You play to win the game, right, Herm Edwards? Herm Edwards is the Samuel L. Jackson of football coaches, or now fired football coaches. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the rest of the show is going to look like this. At noon, Mark Grody will be here. What Mark Heard, our near award-winning segments. He will be here at noon. That'll take up two segments. We will then... There's a cultural moment. There's a cultural zeitgeist we will revisit in that hour. And then at 1 o'clock, Cam Ellis covers the Bears for The Score. He will talk Bears, amazingly enough. We also have some audio from a wonderful baseball moment. And we will bring you Trent Dilfer on with Parkins and Spiegel yesterday, talking about the Bears' current quarterback. Dare I say, Bears interim quarterback. What are they doing for him? What can he do for himself? Trent Dilfer talks about that. And he talks about what Kurt Warner had to say about Justin Fields. So next, Mark Grody. This used to be his show, and now he'll be on this show. It's Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.